kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Dalawa sa bawat limang kaso ng pagpatay o murder sa Australia ay may kaugnayan sa family at domestic violence ayon sa Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. Sa tala ng Australian Bureau of Statistics noong 2016, higit 2 milyong Australians ang nakakaranas ng pang-aabusong pisikal at sekswal. Bagaman may mga hakbang at programa ang pamahalaan, maraming grupo sa bansa ang naninindigan na hindi ito sapat dahil sa patuloy na pagtaas ng bilang ng mga biktima. Kaya't gumawa na rin ng kanya-kanyang hakbang ang mga komunidad para tulungang mapalaganap ang kaalaman tungkol sa domestic at family violence. Sa Sydney, nadagdagan ang puwersa ng mga kababaihang lumalaban para matigil ang siklo ng pang-aabuso sa tahanan. Binuo ng ilang Pilipina mula sa iba't ibang larangan at propesyon ng Australian Filipino Women Support Group Incorporated o AF Women. Ayon kay Solicitor at AF Women President Linda Santos, itinatag ang samahan para maging gabay at tulay ng mga biktima sa mga nararapat na serbisyo.
Because I'm a lawyer, I see a lot of domestic violence among my clients. And it's so bad that sometimes you're inside the court and I'll have to ask the court to provide security because once my client sees the husband, she trembles. So that's how bad it is. And also, we are aware of the community, the predominance of violence, and it should not be there. It is not okay to have violence. It's not okay to be a victim.
Bukod sa mga biktima, nais din nilang matiyak ang kaligtasan ng mga taong naghahatid ng tulong na siyang nalalagay din sa alanganin.
And that's what we're trying to do, to have a program to educate women that there are things they can do. And that's where we come in. But we're very careful because it's a bit risky for both them and us. So we're taking every little step that we can. And the first thing that we would like to them to train is, how do you know it's violence? What do you do with violence? How do you prevent it? How do I save myself from violence? Because sometimes they don't know what's happening is domestic violence. I've got immigration cases where they're being starved by the husband and they can't complain because they're worried that the husband will withdraw the support.
Ayon sa social worker na si Jennifer Phillips, kaakibat ng kanilang trabaho ang panganib. Kaya't mahalaga ang tamang kaalaman at aksyon ng komunidad o organisasyong lalapitan ng mga biktima.
Domestic violence is such a big issue, not only in Australia, not only in the Filipino community, it's all around the world. So in domestic violence, I'm telling you, timing is so important. You can't just keep talking and explain to them how to escape. You have to give them an idea, escape, how to escape, give them a plan how to escape. It's not, you can't just escape and all of a sudden they get caught and they can get killed. This is a very critical situation. And domestic violence is not only about women, it's also men.
Anya, nagsisimula sa tiwala sa kanyang mga kaibigan at mga tao sa paligid ang pagbuo ng lakas ng loob ng biktima para makapagsumbong. Hindi rin dapat baliwalain ang mga maliliit na senyales ng pang-aabuso.
It's a cultural thing as well, like as a Filipino, growing up in the Philippines, you know, when you date a man and they don't want you to put lipstick on, they don't want you to go out, they don't want you to socialize with your friend. A lot of women think that, oh, because he loves me, does he want me to introduce to his friend, he doesn't want me to go out, and they think the person just doesn't want them to be met by other people because they're so special, they love them, blah, blah, blah. But it's actually part of control, more control. Then you cannot spend this money. Then you can't go out. Then you can't do this. You can't do that. It doesn't happen overnight. And you have to learn to recognize what is control.
Suportado ng Embahada ng Pilipinas ng Australia ang samahan na ayon kay Ambassador Helen De La Vega ay magiging isa sa mga katuwang nila sa programa na maaring maging takbuhan ng mga kababayang malalagay sa mapang-abusong sitwasyon.
Lalo na ngayong after the pandemic, nakita natin na mas naging vulnerable ang mga women. And it's not just the Filipino women, but a lot of women to domestic violence and sexual abuse. So I think very timely itong Australian Filipino Women Support Group. And as I said, no, dahil nag-start pa lang sila and they're crafting their programs and projects, yung tatlong importanteng elements na nabanggit ko was number one, yung pag-nurture ng free time sa mga artists, you know, na especially those who have become victims. And then secondly is the provision of financial access, no? And then the third one is of course through education. And by education, I really mean upgrading their skills. Digital skills to be at par with digital economy. So, sa tingin ko, if we look at these three as a package, and we've just heard some offers actually, generous offers from participants today, from certain support groups na nagbigay sila ng mga suggestions on how all these three can be packaged.
Aminado rin si Ambassador De La Vega na malaking pagsubok ang pag-abot sa mga nasa malalayong bayan. Pero sa pamamagitan ng mga konsulado, pinipilit nilang maitawid ang mga programa. Hiling din niya ang pakikibahagi ng mga kumpanya at negosyo sa usapin ng pagpigil sa anumang uri ng karahasan.
Well, I think we just have to be more consistent and steadfast in reaching out to the different communities. You know, at 300,000 strong, medyo challenge talaga because Australia is an island continent, we know that. But I just wanted to assure everybody that because we now have a presence in all states and territories, so because of this, you can really expect na we will be reaching out to our different communities regarding this particular issue.
Sa ngayon, pangunahing layunin ng samahan na makapagbigay ng kaalaman sa Filipino-Australian community sa estado. Ganun din sa mga survivors na nais makapagsimulang muli sa tulong ng art workshop, therapy at livelihood programs. Kung ikaw ay may kilala na dumaranas ng anumang uri ng pang-aabuso sa tahanan, huwag mag-atubiling tumawag sa National Sexual Assault Family and Domestic Violence Counseling Line 1-800-RESPECT o 1-800-737-732 o kaya ay sa 000. Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.